Joshimath locals broke down as they left their homes that have been marked unsafe by the district administration in the wake of the landslide and subsidence. The district administration had asked people to vacate the areas affected by subsidence. As of now, 678 buildings marked have been unsafe. The Uttarakhand DGP on January 10 mentioned, many have vacated their homes and the evacuation process is still underway. 8 teams of SDRF, 1 of NDRF, 1 extra company of PAC and police officials are present there. If needed, some areas will be sealed. Bindu, one of the residents at Joshimath, said, "This is my maternal home. I got married at the age of 19. My mother is 80 years old and I have an elder brother. We built this home by working hard and making a living. We lived here for 60 years but it is ending now. I have been living in this house since childhood. The administration has now asked to leave. We are a family of 7-8 members. We are sending our family members to relatives' places. We don't have a place to stay," another local said. Earlier on January 10, Minister of State for Defense, MoS, Defense Ajay Bhatt, arrived in Joshimath and met the affected people in the Sunil ward of the Holy Town. Bhatt has held discussions with administrative officials at the army base and took stock of the situation in the Holy Town, which is seen as a gateway to Char Dhams Kedarnath and Badrinath. Further, the demolition of buildings which have developed cracks in the wake of subsidence will soon begin under the supervision of a team of experts from the Central Building Research Institute, CBRI, Roorkee. The officials said, hotels Malari Inn and Mount View, which have developed more cracks over the last few days, will be demolished on January 10, adding that all residents have been safely evacuated from the unsafe zones. A team from the State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, has been deployed at the site. Demolition is essential as if these two hotels sink any further, they will collapse, said Manikant Mishra, SDRF commandant. Also, he added, so, experts decided to demolish them. CBRI experts will oversee the demolition. They conducted a survey on January 9 and will help us with more technical inputs. A team from the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, is also on standby to assist the district administration in the demolition work, as and when required. With further inputs from ANI,